nuclear power plant. This information was obtained from a brochure created for the Fermi 2 power plant in cooperation with DTE Energy, the Emergency Management Division of the Michigan Department of State Police, Monroe County Emergency Management, and Wayne County Emergency Management. It is produced in Braille and audio format and intended to target the citizens that live, work, or go to school in the Monroe and Wayne County area within a 10-mile radius of the Fermi 2 power plant, located at 6400 North Dixie Highway in Newport, Michigan. What to do when you hear the sirens? A siren system has been installed to cover a 10-mile area around the plant. Sirens are tested the last Wednesday of each month at 10 a.m. The sirens are controlled by Monroe County and Wayne County officials. They are responsible for alerting you so you can listen to the emergency alert system for further information. Boaters on Lake Erie will be warned by marine radio and patrol boat. A 3-minute steady siren blast will be used to alert you of any emergency at Fermi 2 or about tornadoes or other weather emergencies. When you hear the sirens, go indoors. Turn on your radio or television to the Emergency Alert System, EAS. Listen to the official directions and information, which will be repeated often. Unless otherwise indicated, the stations broadcast 24 hours a day. EAS radio and television stations. Radio, WJR, AM 760, Detroit. WWJ, AM 950, Detroit. WDFN, AM 1130, Detroit. WCSX, FM 94.7, Birmingham. WTWR, FM 98.3, Monroe. EAS, television stations. WJBK TV, Channel 2, Detroit. WDIV TV, Channel 4, Detroit. WXYZ TV, Channel 7, Detroit. WMYD TV, Channel 20, Detroit. WKBD TV, Channel 50, Detroit. WTVS TV, Channel 56, Detroit. WWJ TV, Channel 62, Detroit. What to do if you are instructed to stay indoors? If there is an emergency at Fermi 2, in most cases it will not be necessary for you to leave your home. Keep calm. Panic is the greatest enemy in an emergency. Emergency response officials will be broadcasting information over the EAS stations and may instruct people to shelter in place or stay indoors. If you must go outdoors, cover your nose and mouth with a handkerchief. If you have been outdoors, remove all outer clothing, such as coats, hats, coveralls, gloves, and shoes before entering into the home. Put the items you have been wearing into a plastic bag, seal it up, and store it out of the way. Shower immediately if possible. Put your food in covered containers or in the refrigerator. Do not use the telephone unless absolutely necessary. All telephone lines will be needed for emergency communications. If possible, go to the basement and take a radio with you so you can continue to listen to the Emergency Alert System, EAS, for updated information. What to do if you are instructed to evacuate? Emergency response officials will use the Emergency Alert System to tell you if it is necessary to leave your home. Stay calm and do not panic. The following actions should be taken if you are required to evacuate. Gather clothing and personal items to take with you, like medical needs, prescription drugs, eyeglasses, dentures, first aid equipment, special dietary food, baby supplies, extra clothing and shoes, personal hygiene items, cash, checkbooks, credit cards, identification and important papers, bedding, portable radio, flashlight, and toolkit. Check your home to see that all faucets, lighting, and appliances are turned off. Close and lock all doors and windows. If you own pets, place them inside with stored food and water if you are going to stay at a congregate care center. Drive safely, keeping all car windows and vents closed. Offer to take nearby friends and neighbors who may need a ride. Follow the evacuation route given over the EAS for your area and go to the designated reception center to register. You should go to a reception center first, so if someone is looking for you, registration center personnel can tell them where you are. You may then leave to stay with friends or relatives or go to a congregate care center. Remember, not everyone in the 10-mile emergency planning zone will have to leave. Who leaves depends on the severity of the situation and weather conditions. Schools have their own evacuation plans. Do not attempt to pick up children there. They will be taken to a host school outside of the emergency planning zone. Residents of hospitals, nursing homes, and other special care facilities will be moved to facilities designated in their individual emergency plans. During your absence, only authorized people will be allowed into the evacuation area by emergency officials. The police will control access to the evacuated area.